Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Friday of the 20th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States we have Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in formation ministry in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield. Her preaching is entitled, Loving Like This.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. When the Pharisees had heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a scholar of the law, tested him by asking, Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest? He said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments. This is such a powerful passage. These are familiar words from Deuteronomy and Leviticus that we hear on Jesus' lips this morning. The way he juxtaposes them, they sound as though cymbals clanging, ringing out with the clarion brilliance of light, a beacon showing us the way, a prophetic way, the way of Christ, the way that protects the widow and the orphan. Loving God with all our heart, soul, and mind, and our neighbor. This is the way of Christ. It is the only way, and it is the way to the cross. All the way to the cross. Loving God and neighbor with everything in us gets us to the garden where we find the tomb is empty. The garden where the searching, yes, the searching who have loved God with all of who we are, heart, soul, mind. We stand in that garden and we hear our name on his lips. Of course we want to cling. We want to cling to him, our way, our truth, our life, yet we cannot stay there. Because loving as this one loves with all our hearts, souls, and minds, and our neighbor as ourselves, they matter. They all matter. The one who is left out, the one who is sad, the tears, the joys, they matter because we are awake in the light of this way of loving. We see God's face. We hear God's laugh. We see God's tears in theirs. Loving God with all our heart, soul, and mind, and our neighbor as ourselves is the way of Christ. First, the Sadducees and then the Pharisees throughout this 22nd chapter try to fog it all up, to muddy the way, to prove he is wrong, but no. Light endures. This day is dawning. And a morning star is rising in our hearts as we hear on his lips, love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and your neighbor as yourself. Friends, this is the way. Christ has no other way. Simple, really. Love is love. Love has no room for anything else. This is the way of Christ. Can we give into it? With all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and keep our attention on that juxtaposition, how they belong together? Can we hear the ringing clarion brilliance of these two laws as one in the one, then let nothing stop us. Nothing stop us as we walk into this entire day convicted that this loving is the only way. Sometimes we need just such a reminder to love God with all our heart, soul, and mind, and our neighbors as ourselves. Then, friends, we can indeed keep our attention on this way of loving as though it is the dawn of a new day and a morning star is rising in our hearts, and we are compelled to live this good news, the good news that holds all the law and the prophets. We can do this for the life of the world. Let us allow this Friday, August 22nd, to be one of loving God with all that we are and our neighbor as ourselves, so that we might join him on his way and thus empty out our lives too for the life of the world.